Donna is in Everett, Washington. Hi, Donna. Go ahead.
Hi, George. I just love your program. I've been listening to you and Art Bell for years.
Thank you, Donna. Yeah.
And Dr. Wallach, I have a very dear friend who has cirrhosis of the liver, and she's had to have a number of paracentesis, can't pronounce it right.
Yeah, and you're pulling food out of her belly because you're getting edema, huh?
Yeah, and she's doing much better right now. She hasn't had a lot of fluid coming back into her abdomen. But she just recently had to have an operation on her right carotid artery because it was almost completely
blocked,
closed with plaque.
Sure. Okay, how much does she weigh?
She weighs only 132 pounds, and she's 5'7".
Okay, so
that's
she's
not
slim.
That bad, Doc. Huh? Not
yeah,
that
she's
bad.
Slim. Well, cirrhosis of the liver, I've dealt with literally thousands of people with cirrhosis of the liver. And, of course, it can be fatal. Okay, and we're starting to see cirrhosis of the liver in like one-year-old kids and three-year-old kids. Okay,
oh my.
Because it's caused by deficiencies of nutrients. Okay, the liver does a lot of work for you, and if you're deficient in nutrients, one of the things that it does is get scar tissue, cirrhosis of the liver, and can be mixed with fatty liver. You can have gallbladder problems and bile duct problems and so forth. And so we like to get rid of, again, all the bad foods that are going to cause pressure in the liver, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And then at 132 pounds, I would have her take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, get another bottle of our selenium so she can take six of those a day. One bottle of selenium comes with the healthy brain and heart pack. So I want her to get another bottle by itself so she can take a total of six a day, two with each meal. The liver loves selenium. Selenium is the best friend of your liver, and it will help it. But she's got to avoid the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens. And, of course, for the block artery, when people have plaque in the arteries, whether it's in the carotid, the coronary arteries, the brain arteries, the kidney arteries, and you get stents and bypasses done, you have plaque in all your arteries. It doesn't just occur in one artery somewhere.
Right. It's everywhere, isn't it?
It's everywhere. And, of course, I've actually published articles on plaque in the arteries of wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains of North Africa. Where in the heck did they, you know, get the inflammation of the arteries? And they weren't getting cholesterol, so where did that happen? And what was happening, they were being in a zoo just 2 months. They were fed mixed grain, which included wheat, which was in a metal barn during the summertime. The wheat germ oil oxidized, turned into trans fats, caused the inflammation, and causes plaque 98%. Plaque and blockage in the arteries, coronary arteries of these two wild sheep in the zoo, okay? And it was written up in 1970. And, of course, it showed very clearly that plaque in the arteries is not caused by cholesterol. It's caused by inflammation, by fats and oils that actually get oxidized. So she needs to get rid of all that bad stuff. Then again, that one healthy brain and heart pack, the extra selenium, and let's see here. I would also give her the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I would get her two bottles so she could take two, three times a day or three twice a day. The purpose here is to support healthy blood pressure, but also to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And I've had people who've had 75% of their livers surgically removed because it was so filled with scar tissue, squeezing all her bile ducts and causing jaundice and all that kind of stuff. And we changed the diet, get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, got her on the nutrients we just described for your friend. And just a couple months' time, she regrew her whole liver, and she had two-thirds of her liver removed surgically over a period of years. And she actually comes to meetings. She's in New York and comes to meetings and tells her testimony. Okay. And, her name is Elaine, and she's just a great, great lady. But I do this all over the world. The liver wants to heal itself. It has a great healing response. And so your friend is in a position where if she does these things and avoids the bad stuff, she can actually heal her liver.
But you only have one liver, Doc. You got to make it work.
Yeah, that's right. Live with liver.